Up right now from the Pepsi of Central Virginia studios, it's Live and Local on 92.3 WXRKLP Charlottesville, the show where area musicians come to talk and play, supported by listeners like you and Crutchfield Electronics, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville and at crutchfield.com. Now, here's your host, Eric Law.
Hi, thanks for tuning in for another awesome episode of Live and Local. I'm joined in the studio by Unheard Sirens. I've got Renegades Remy and Juliet in the studio. Thank you all for coming on back.
Thank you for having us. Yeah.
And I know a lot has changed since we've last had you on the show. Been doing a little bit of portal jumping and then some. Yes. You want to fill us in on what you all have been up to?
Yeah, it's become a yearly tradition, hasn't it? We just figured that out. We were here in October of 2020. We were here in October of 2021, and now we're back in 2022.
A little time warp.
Yeah. Indeed.
November.
It's close.
You know, yeah, we're a little bit late this time.
We're still living in Halloween land.
Yes, we have been quite busy. We've actually, at the beginning of this year, we released the deluxe edition of the album we were about to release the last time we were in here, Renegades of the Portal. We released that with a bunch of awesome remixes from friends that we've made in the sort of the synth community, if you will, the synth fam.
Across the country a few out of the country.
And a few
one of which will feature on the show tonight.
Yes. So, yeah, we've just been spreading out, making connections, and working on our next album, Can't Stop the Movement, which we hope to have out by spring or early summer of next year.
And in August, we did a small EP that was a tribute to Yazoo, or Yaz as they were known in the U.S. It was the 40th anniversary of the release of their first album, Upstairs at Eric's, which was a huge influence on synthwave music and a big influence on me especially. And so we released a double EP as a tribute to Yazoo, and we'll feature one of those songs tonight as well.
All right. Before we get too into some of the music, the inspiration, that 40-year anniversary, anything that you can see a parallel from what some of the listeners will experience tonight as to what they may have heard from some of those recordings in the past? Or
if you're just hearing our music for the first time tonight, you might be able to tell we call ourselves pop music from an alternate universe, but we're very influenced by music from the past. We're very influenced by the 80s and a bit from the 70s and the 90s as well. It's a bit retro pop. It's a bit the synth wave that's going on right now, the kind of like 80s nostalgia obsession. We're a bit into that, but we kind of put our own spin on it and our own creativity, and we try to find some left of field stuff to weave in there. But yeah, it's the thoughts about the future and what the future was going to be, at least what people in the 80s thought 2020s was going to be. So it's
a
very interesting
and a big thing
kind of
with
thing,
the synth wave movement and dark wave and all the waves. There are lots of waves. And, you know, there's sort of retro futurism. So there's like getting influenced deeply by things that came as music kind of shifted to a more electronic basis, and all the hand-built instruments and the synths that started emerging out of the 70s into the 80s. And building on those sounds and what happened in cinema music really shifted, and a lot of the pop music really began to shift, especially the underground stuff. And building on that, but kind of looking to the what we think the future is now, like we're in the future. I mean, it was like 2001 was a space odyssey back when, you know, we are way past that now. We're past Back to the Future 2. Yeah. We're past Blade Runner. Like,
and we still don't have flying cars or hoverboards. I feel gypped about that.
We're sort of in the future, and then we're looking again to the future beyond us now. So there's this taking the musical influences of the past, but then also thinking about like what's the future that we're in. Because when we were little, we thought there would be a certain kind of world, and then we're in the one we're in. So we have some things to say about that.
Yes. And we'll definitely have more things to say about that.
We have some things to say about that. And then,
it's going to be a bit of a political album, but a dancey political album.
Yeah, so our next album is very much bringing that together. It's going to be called Can't Stop the Movement, and it's dance synthwave tracks about social change. Because you can't stop the movement. And also when you get a boogie, you cannot stop the movement. So we hope it's the all kind of earworm stuff that really sticks with you and gets stuck in your head. And two of the songs that we're going to share tonight are from that, the first two releases from that upcoming album. But that's been where our head's at, is thinking a lot about what do we want to say about the place we live in right now, which seems to be at kind of a tipping point. Potentially the sixth mass extinction and total climate collapse.
Yes.
And a huge impact on all humans and many other species. Macy's everywhere. So what do we want to say about that? And more than that, just commenting on this moment, we don't really want to get stuck there. We just don't want to be ignorant of it. We want to be like commenting on it, but it's more about like, yeah, how do we contribute? Like, what can we say that makes a difference?
Mm-hmm. And if you're just joining us, hanging out with Unheard Sirens, talking about their upcoming album and some of the not so fun things about the reality that we all share. But on the upside, I do love the double meaning behind that album. And is there a song that you'd like to share with me and the audience?
Absolutely. Let's start with the first new track we released this year from that album. Let's start with Altered Egos.
All right.
It's a song about personal change and growing beyond the duality and the duopoly of our discourse and becoming something more.
It's Unheard Sirens live in the Rock Kids studio with Altered Egos on Live and Local.
It's about something more. Transcend this plane. Release the pain. Leave duality behind. Transcend this plane. Release the pain. Release the pain. And shine.
That's Unheard Sirens, Inc., live in the Rock Kids studio with Altered Egos, hanging out with the Renegades, Remy and Juliet. Would you want to expand on that one just a little bit more, some of the more in-depth reason behind the lyricism?
As I was saying, a lot of what we're doing is kind of reconciling ourselves with what's really here, kind of facing reality in a kind of stark, head-on sort of way. And then also wanting to contribute something to the future, to build something. And the whole notion of the Renegades is finding all the people that have ever felt frustrated with mainstream society and ever been a little out of step with it, maybe critiquing it, maybe social activists, maybe they're just punk rock. Like, there are a lot of people that don't really feel like everything as normal is okay. And I've actually found out yesterday of another person in my world that isn't in the world anymore. And it's just one degree of separation. So not someone I was close to, but the child of a colleague who was himself a father. And I've known 12 people at least who took their lives either through drugs or other means in the last maybe 15 months or 13 months. And it's really been sitting with me because these people, a lot of them are male, fewer female. Some of the drugs, people had been clean for a long time and it wasn't clear how intentional or accidental it might have been. Some, it seems pretty clear it was intentional, and other people used other means, not just drugs. It's been a hard time. There's a lot of people that have really, really, really struggled and are struggling. And this song is for all of them. And it's also for all of us that get left behind and how hard it is to lose someone. So there's like Altered Egos is meant to be like an anthem. And it's meant to offer hope and kind of a rallying cry to like come together and do more and not to get lost in the darkness. But I say that with compassion because the people that are lost in the darkness, they want out too, you know. But those of us left behind, I hope like Altered Egos can be a kind of anthem that we can transcend where we are. We can move above and beyond this. And what are we going to do when we get there? And the song, it just says we're going to shine. So that's the message, is hope that we can get out of the place we're in and we can really shine.
Well, it's a very powerful message and definitely something that is a very noble cause. And if anybody listening out there is having any difficulty, feel free to reach out for help or give that song another listen. There are people that are out here that are more than willing to talk to you. And Unheard Sirens Incorporated would love to have you at a show. They would even be willing to talk to you afterwards. So.
And now we're past the worst of the pandemic. We will be giving out hugs.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Free hugs, right?
We live on the edge. Free hugs.
No, we don't charge for our hugs. We're not. No.
And mine tend to last extra long because I really mean it. So, yeah, I mean, we really do at shows. It's been really great. At our live shows, we're seeing more and more people coming in or like driving in from out of town to catch the live act. And we just really love connecting with people. So we hope to announce our New Year's Eve show very soon. Yes. I'm waiting to hear final confirm on that. So hopefully our next live in the community will be a fun one around town on New Year's Eve. So look for that. Come hang out with us. And if you're struggling, just know, like, you are so not alone, and there is a lot of support out there. So there are suicide hotlines and peer support and crisis counseling and even just telling a friend how hard it is. You know, reach out if you're struggling to let someone know.
Just talk.
Yeah.
Just talk it out.
Just start talking. Don't keep it all inside. Like, people are there to support. So many of us have dealt with this. We've either struggled ourselves facing anxiety or depression or symptoms that are like those. And many of us have lost somebody, so we'd like to stop that trend and reverse it. You know, let's do something together to make it better.
In addition to that positive message of hope that you have from our last track, what other topics do you feel are important on the upcoming album?
I think it's important that people embrace themselves fully and not like hold back parts of who they are based on like expectations or fear of being judged or any of that. We don't want this album, despite it being political, we don't want it to be like dour. We don't want it to be like, you know,
or too preachy.
Like, it's not
like we love Rage Against the Machine.
We don't really want to be Rage Against the Machine. Exactly.
We grapple with that in our lyrics. We're like, now we're getting too literal, too on the nose with this.
Yeah.
We need to pull it back and kind of keep it in the art, you know, keep it in metaphor or whatever.
But we want to be hopeful. Like, we want to give, like, I miss if there's any part of the like, really the super like nostalgia obsessed part of the 80s, not just like the sounds, the synth textures, which are fun to play with, but if there's any part of that nostalgia obsession right now that I'm really latching onto, it's that hopefulness that I think has been lost in a lot of music. That's like it's a celebration. And what I really miss, the particular era of the 80s sound that I really miss is that Prince, Morris Day and the Time, like sex, kind of like raunchy, kind of like playful, not afraid to like just kind of go there with the lyricism, but also was just like, just have fun and, you know, like Jungle Love, oh, wee, oh, wee, oh, you know, I miss that. And so, like, I wanted to create a song that not only encapsulated that genre and that time in music, but gave it a message of like truly being yourself. I mean, if you can't see because it's radio, but you know, I am very gender fluid. I am bisexual. I wear makeup and I am wearing a leather skirt right now and animal print shirt. And I am not afraid to ruffle a few feathers and be who I want to be. And I can be a bit of an exhibitionist at times. And so it's kind of celebrating that and being like, reach your maximum pleasure no matter what stands in your way, and don't be afraid to like take it. I feel like that's what comes first before the change can really happen, is you got to just not let things hold you back. And that's what this next song that we released just a few weeks ago is about, Fetish for Freedom.
Well, I can't wait to hear it. Let's give it a listen. It's Unheard Sirens Incorporated with Fetish for Freedom, live in the Rock Kid studio on Live and Local.
I got a fetish for freedom tonight. I got a fetish for freedom tonight. I got a fetish for freedom tonight. Don't even know which way I go. All that I know is I'm about to blow. I got a fetish for freedom tonight. Liberty is a femme fatale and a film noir, and I'm under her spell, seduced by what we could be. Pure anarchy, so tantalizing, move right through me tonight. I got a fetish for freedom tonight. Freedom tonight. Don't even know which way I go. All that I know is I'm about to blow. I got a fetish for freedom tonight. I'm not fighting, I'm not hiding tonight. My lust for life. Stretch all the walls, I cannot be confined. Time to find an ecstasy that's mine. Watch me rise and reach my bliss tonight. Climax tonight. Following my desire, it's spreading like a fire. There's a new wave coming, change is coming. Everyone's coming, change is coming on me. You can't deny me my fantasy. I got a fetish for freedom tonight. Don't even know which way I go. All that I know is I'm about to blow. I got a fetish for freedom tonight. I got a fetish for freedom tonight. I got a fetish for freedom tonight. My all the walls, I cannot be confined. Time to find an ecstasy that's mine. Watch me rise and reach my bliss tonight. Climax tonight.
That's Unheard Sirens Incorporated, live in the Rock Kid studio with Fetish for Freedom.
Yeah, let the funk get into you.
I really, really like the upbeat sound that you had mentioned before going into the song. That is something I feel like you don't get a lot of in a handful of synth music nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've heard it, a couple of people kind of do that, but like I'm not hearing enough of that funk, that synth funk, Minneapolis funk sound. So I'm like, yeah, let's do a song that sounds like that.
Yeah, when I woke up this morning, I was on the set in Prince's house, and we were filming a music video for one of his songs. He was alive and well, and I was not feeling good, and I was like struggling with like not feeling well in the dream. In reality, I'm fine, but in the dream, I was really feeling sick, and I was like, I cannot bail. I must make it through. I cannot tell anybody how awful I feel. They're going to take me to the hospital, and I must be in the Prince video. And we've put a lot of work into our music videos. Our YouTube channel is really active, and we drop new content every Friday. So there's some really cool videos, and you will see what Remy is talking about with Fetish for Freedom.
Yes.
And
that video will be out by the time
this airs, I believe. Slightly exhibitionistic edge to it, I must say. not afraid to push forward on the frontiers. So it's a really cool music video. Do check that out, too, if you're interested.
Yes. Well, we'll have more music and fun facts about Unheard Sirens Incorporated in just a bit, right after the break, so keep it here.
You're listening to Live and Local, supported by Crutchfield Electronics, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville, and at crutchfield.com. Back with more after these on Rock Hits 92.3.
Support for Rock Hits 92.3's programming today is coming from Plan 9 Music, your headquarters for vinyl records, as well as CDs, DVDs, and cassettes. At Plan 9, you can find out how much your unwanted music and movies are worth in cash or store trade every day. They also make offers on audio gear, especially turntables, and even vintage merch. Plan 9 is in the Seminole Square Shopping Center, Charlottesville, and in Richmond's Carytown. Individual store hours and more are at plan9music.com.
Support for the station today is from Rapture Restaurant, serving playful Southern cuisine made with locally sourced ingredients, along with approachable cocktails and local and craft brews. Also at Rapture, you'll find 6 Brunswick pool tables, live music every Tuesday, and karaoke every Wednesday. Rapture is at 303 East Main Street on the downtown mall, and Rapture is available for your private event. You can learn more at rapturerestaurant.com.
Welcome back to Live and Local. Still hanging out in the studio with Remy and Juliet of Unheard Sirens Incorporated. And before the break, touched on some of the influence for the upcoming album, some changes since we've last been able to sit down and, you know, play some tunes here in the studio. Would y'all like to expand on any of the influence for the album a little further?
Absolutely. Like we've been exploring that kind of like dance pop like edge, like really taking that our own label of pop music from an alternate universe and kind of taking it as kind of a mission statement, as like a rallying cry. Is like we both kind of came up in like rock bands, and so like now we're just kind of embracing our role as just straight up pop. And like let's do that, but still be us, but like let's really like let's see how catchy and poppy it can get. And of course, you know, we explore some things from the 90s and the 80s, and of course one of the big ones you got to talk about, you know, the synth pop duo Yazoo. Like huge one for both of us. Like, oh my god, like how do not more people not know about this band, other than the fact that they're old and they released like a couple of albums I guess in the early 80s and then split up before they were going their own separate ways. But like if you have never heard Yazoo in your life, or Yaz as they're called here in the States, do your ears a favor and put it on now, because just brilliant.
And they're one of those bands that as soon as you start playing it, everybody like comes up to the stage and starts dancing, and they know the words, even though they're like, what band? But then they know the songs. So the songs have been out there. There were ones like Situation, Didn't Take Your Love Down, Don't Go, Goodbye 70s, slightly dated. Songs like that. So we wanted to do a tribute this year, since it was going to be the 40th anniversary of the release. And it's really kind of like 40th anniversary of synthwave sort of coming together. Like in a way, the scene really emerges out of bands like them, not only them, but bands like them. So it was a really good time to try to pick a few of our favorite tunes and explore our take on it. You know, what's our version or our comment on it going to be? How close do we want to be to the original? Often there's multiple versions. Only You is one that I've seen in a lot of movies and TV shows. It gets a lot of soundtrack play and comes on as people are like, they never had a prom, and like the person wants to give them a prom. So even though they're grown ups, they like walk into a high school gymnasium and it's all decorated and they finally get a prom, and the friend, their boyfriend, their lover, their partner, whatever it is, you know, hits the music cue. And it's Only You. Dun, 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 dun. And you're like, oh, this song. Even in the show Fringe, I don't know if you remember the show Fringe, but it's like society if you go in enough seasons, there's a world in which society has mostly collapsed. And so one of the characters like stumbles into an old bombed out station wagon on the streets of Boston. Everything is just decimated and there's just rubble left. But the tape deck still works and he hits play. And it's only you. And they play the whole song. And he's just sitting in the bombed out car. And it's the older scientist guy who's a little bit mentally unwell. And so he just is so, like, has so much consolation. He just sits there, like, in a world where everything was all right. You get this song. It's just a beautiful
song. In the Stranger Things meme, in the song that would save you from Vecna, is yours, yes. Only You?
Yeah. It's one of my Vecna songs. And, you know, it's really funny because we started a podcast in the past year called Renegades of the Podcast. And one of the things we do is review music that's been a huge influence on us. So on Spotify or anywhere that has podcasting, but also on YouTube, on our channel, you can find podcasts and we'll do snippets of reviews of things. So we review like big names in synthwave, like Carpenter Brut and Perturbator. And then we've been doing this pop portal where we start to review pop artists that we don't know very well.
Because we kind of divorced ourselves from the pop world for so long, we're completely out of touch with it. And so it's like, let's listen to this stuff that all the Gen Zs and younger millennials are into.
Yeah, so we've been reviewing
the youths. Exactly, the youths.
Billie Eilish, because I didn't know Billie Eilish's music at all. And people were like, how do you not know this? It's like, I just don't. And Youngblood, which I really dig Youngblood. He's become a fave since reviewing his work. So we were reviewing our own sort of back catalog, like what are our major influences? Who do we want to be featuring on the Renegades of the Podcast? We did a tribute to Hounds of Love by Kate Bush as one of my top albums of all time. And this is before the Stranger Things placement.
It was like a month before. And then
it was like a month before. I was like, oh, babe, if only we'd known.
I know.
Could have gotten you. And we need to go viral. We're just waiting for that moment when all this stuff we do might hit the zeitgeist and go viral. So we were close.
For all the youths out there.
All the youths.
You want to give them a little taste of Only You?
That's right. Let's play this, our Yazoo cover of Only You. And if you check out the music video, we tried to capture, because the thing with this song is Alison Moyet, also, gotta say, maybe one of the top vocalists of all time. Like, my God, that woman can sing. just the most soulful voice ever. So as poppy and as happy as Only You sounds, as much as it sounds like a, like, things are going right, it's actually about a breakup. Mm-hmm. The song is actually about a really bitter, awful, like her boyfriend cheated on her, I think, and like an awful, like, bitter breakup. So we tried to capture that in our music video for the song. As much as we are on a good relationship, we had to kind of put some a little bit of acting into it, and like so we in our video, it's a bunch of like flashbacks crossing, and like it goes from black and white to super oversaturated color a lot, because it's like she's a, the main character played by Juliet, is imagining times when the relationship was happier, but now she's not with this person anymore. And so, like, anyway.
Like being back in all the places that you loved as a couple and being haunted by what it's like to be in that partnership. And now you're flying solo and just remembering back. So it's this beautiful, poignant nostalgia.
So yeah, that's what we tried to capture in our video that we did for our Only You cover.
Well, let's give it a listen here in the studio, and then y'all at home, if you want to step away during the break and check that video out, totally worth checking out the cinematography, but let's give it a listen. It's Unheard Sirens Incorporated with Only You, live in the Rock Kid studio on Live and Local.
Looking from a window above, it's like a story of love. Can you hear me? Came back only yesterday. I'm moving farther away. Want you near me? All I needed was the love you gave. All I needed for another day. And all I ever knew. Thank you.
That's Unheard Sirens Incorporated, live in the Rock Kids studio with only you. And if you're just joining us, hanging out with Juliet and Remy, Renegades, here again.
Yes.
Not Renegades of the station.
It can be.
Can be, sometimes.
And run amok. Yes. Just to play into our characters here, the Renegades, because we call him the Renegade Rockstar, Remy the Renegade Rockstar, and sometimes we call me the Empress Owl. I bring the more like archetypal stuff.
Yeah.
And Remy's kind of bringing the very modern edge of things, put it all together.
As edgy as we get, let's keep the FCC happy if we can.
Oh, yes. We won't run amok with the, with the bad words. Yeah. Yeah, although we did love that George Carlin two-piece documentary on HBO.
Yeah, it was
pretty good. Running amok and, you know, go George Carlin. We miss you.
R.I.P.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Legend.
Yes.
But yeah, it was so much fun recording those Yazoo covers. And also, huge shout out to our producer, Micah Conselman, who stepped in kind of very last minute and helped us finish that Only You mix. We kind of had to put that one together. It was funny, like, doing these covers, because our Don't Go cover is like super faithful to the original. And then like our Only You kind of mixes more of those modern edge, the modern synthwave edge, to the textures and everything, and kind of gives it more of our own spin. So it's kind of the best of both worlds on that double single, is like both the super faithful like tribute and also like the a little bit of the modernization and the
Although even with Don't Go, it was just one vocalist in the original, but we're a band that has two lead vocalists,
right.
So we trade off a bit. We took turns on who's singing the verses, and then we both sing the outro together. So it was a little bit different just because it's us, and we wanted to make it, you know, represent Unheard Sirens Incorporated, where we co-write and we co-sing, take turns on lead, or we co-lead on various tracks.
And such classic dance pop stuff. I was hoping that, you know, our covers would maybe ignite a kind of Kate Bush-esque resurgence for those Yazoo songs, and maybe those would take off with the younger millennials and Gen Z who've never heard those songs before. Hey, we're still working on it. It hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
It needs to be in a popular Netflix show, I guess, before that'll happen.
Let's not rule out Hulu in this case.
Exactly. That's all right. They're getting there.
Although we did have a really cool placement on the covers that we got put on with Carpenter Brute and a few other really major
acts.
Yeah,
we got on a synthwave covers playlist on a Spotify playlist.
That and the person creating the playlist was like, I've been waiting for you to release this because I wanted it on the playlist.
It was actually kind of hard to find this guy who curates this playlist. And I finally tracked down some social information. I was like, hey, would you consider listening to this? I was like, yeah, I've been waiting for you to drop this.
We were like, wait, you already know of us?
What?
Oh, my gosh. So little things are starting to happen. We've got a collab in the works for Pride in Italy next year.
That's right.
With our friend Alan Electronico, and he's got that picked up with a label in Italy, so it'll get some promotion. So some of these collabs, it might lead us to one of the next songs we wanted to share tonight. We've got these collabs, which is the new hip term for collaborating, I guess, going with different artists.
Yeah.
And we've been meeting some really cool people. So getting placement on these playlists and, you know, getting featured on Spotify, it's a big way that the music starts to go more viral, gets more organic, and gets more build.
Yeah.
With pandemic, people weren't just buying a minivan and living on the road. You know,
not so to now discount it's radio. Radio is important too.
But to find the people releasing live music, interacting with them, and then starting to build these collabs with them, is just so cool.
Oh, yeah.
Because then we also get exposed to their audience, and they get exposed to our audience as much as we can. It's always about win-win cross promotion stuff.
Connecting the dots.
Yeah, I got to make sure that as an artist helping other artists, that symbiotic relationship definitely goes a long way.
Yeah. And one person who remixed one of our tracks for the deluxe edition of Renegades of the Portal is another one we shot your way. Eric Law is AUW's remix. AUW, a.k.a. Dom Cresswell, artist out of the UK, who kind of produces really, really high quality, like that chill kind of synthwave vibe that you just put on in the car, and it's just like, yeah, it just takes you away somewhere else. He produced an amazing remix of our track Infinite Transit, and it's one that he's been weaving into his live sets that he's been doing across the pond a lot, and it's so cool. It's the first time I've ever heard somebody cover a song I wrote. I guess you never forget the first time, right? And it's like, yeah, that's so cool. Here, like, he has another like vocalist he works with who comes on and sings the vocals and the lyrics that I wrote, and it's so like awesome and like trippy. It was like, wow. So
you want to share it with us, maybe?
Yeah, this is Infinite Transit, the AUW's Deceit remix.
All right, we'll save you guys on some airfare. You can listen to it here It's the remix of Infinite Transit. Yep. Collab.
The collab.
Yeah, the youths are saying. With AUW and Unheard Sirens Incorporated here on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local.
We'll be right back.
That's Unheard Sirens Incorporated with AUW, remix of Infinite Transit here on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local, hanging out with Unheard Sirens in the studio. Got Remy and Juliet, and we'll be taking a quick break. We'll have some more music from them on the other side, so don't go away.
You're listening to Live and Local, supported by Crutchfield Electronics, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville, and at crutchfield.com. Back with more after these on Rock Hits 92.3.
From the far reaches of the universe to downtown Gotham, from Ant-Man to the X-Men, your portal to the world of comics and graphic novels is Telegraph Art and Comics. The staff at Telegraph can guide you through their inventory, which also includes posters, action figures, and toys. Telegraph Art and Comics is in the Seminole Square Shopping Center and at 211 West Main Street on the downtown mall. TelegraphArtandComics.com is where to connect to their universe, manage subscriptions and pre-orders, or interface with the Comic Hub Network. Telegraph Art and Comics supports this station.
Support today is coming from Lucky Blues on the downtown mall, an old school neighborhood bar famous for drinks, music, and their signature cheesesteaks. Lucky Blues serves dinner Monday through Saturday, 5 until 10, with late night burritos available, as well as quick casual lunch fare, weekdays 11 till 3. Online ordering is available at luckybluesbar.com with delivery through Grubhub. The place to hang out on the west end of the downtown mall, it's Lucky Blues Bar.
Welcome back. I'm Eric Law, hanging out with Unheard Sirens Incorporated. Got Remy and Juliet playing a couple of tunes here in the studio. And last time we had you on, y'all were getting ready to put out an album. How did everything go with the Renegades of the Portal? And
it went really awesome. It was the response has been amazing. Like, people have really taken to the songs, the material, and what we're talking about. That's what you want as a musician. You want whatever you're putting out there into the world to connect with somebody else, and that's exactly what's been happening. And so seeing that happen has been a dream come true. So one track that we released the video for it at the very beginning of this year, back in January. I can't believe it's yeah. Oh, it's been, you know, mm-hmm. it's been, you know, that long now. But mm-hmm. yeah, was The Reach, and that I got, babe, you got to tell the story of how we shot that video.
Yeah, so it's really fun because we're always working ahead of, like, next album. Like, we'll have Can't Stop the Movement in 2023, but we've already been working on it a good amount this year. And The Reach was like that. It wasn't a single that we dropped before the release of the album, but we wanted to have kind of its moment because it's single worthy. We just had enough singles from the album that we timed it to do more of a promotion for it through the video, through the music video. And so Thanksgiving weekend, we went up to New York and met up with our friends from Outworld Sounds, which is our friends Kate and Max. They help promote and play brand new music that often hasn't been played anywhere else in the synthwave and electronica scene, all forms of electronic from metal and dark to light and poppy. And we met up with them, and so we recorded on the streets of New York for the Reach video. We did some recording that day, and then we were going to Cozumel in Mexico and the island in January, right after the new year. We recorded the rest of the video in Cozumel, so it goes between like New York in winter to like Cozumel perpetual summer, like on the beach. And we got to record also at one of the ancient temples to the goddess Ixchel in Cozumel. There's a beautiful Mayan ruins and temple there. So one of my colleagues on the Coincidence Project, a project that I work on, lives there, and she knew about this temple, and she was posted pictures of it right before our trip, and I was like, that's got to be in the video. So we have these sort of really, really cool, somewhat mm-hmm. iconic sites. And in The Reach, it is about that transcendence, about reaching beyond ourselves. And so the video kind of gets to that etheric, otherworldly aspect between this ancient ruins and then like out in the ocean, and then like the urban landscape. It's just sort of wherever we are, we can reach beyond ourselves.
And shooting that actually inspired a song that's on the next album called Come to the Temple, but that'll be later.
Yeah.
Little teaser for the next time we have it.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. That one's going to be a lot of fun.
I am definitely interested in checking out the video, but for the time being, would you guys mind playing The Reach for us?
Absolutely.
We would love to.
All right. Let's check it out. It's Unheard Sirens Incorporated with The Reach on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local. We'll be right back.
the reach, my arm above my head. There's something beyond me, this mystery. Don't even need an answer to mystery. It's just the reach I need. Just reach.
That's Unheard Sirens Incorporated, live here in the Rock Kids studio with The Reach, hanging out with Remy and Juliet of The Renegades. And last time we had you on, you had your album coming out, as we had mentioned, not too far back. Speaking of albums, we're getting to the portion of the show where I want to share some of your catalog. Are there any tracks that you'd like to get out to the audience or expand on while we have you?
I don't know. You know, a really good one for people that might just be getting more interested in Unheard Sirens Incorporated is a track we released last year called Alien Life. And David Bowie's a big influence on the band, along with some of the funk and the kind of fun stuff that Remy was talking about earlier that comes up in Fetish for Freedom. But Alien Life is really cool. And the music video is a one-shot video on the downtown mall. We just sort of guerrilla videoed on the downtown mall what we were doing. And we had one shot of him and then one shot of me. And the one shot of me becomes a merge. And so it's just two one-shots of each of us coming from opposite ends of the mall.
Probably easily our biggest YouTube hit because it's starting to get a little bit of extra life a year plus after it's been out. It's been collecting views. It's getting like just crossed like 900 views. So like,
Yeah, so it's cool. It's a lot of fun. And I think even if you didn't know about the video, like it's one of those songs. It's like it's so darn hooky. And I'd love to share that maybe with folks tonight.
Well, we'd love to have y'all share it. And if you're listening out there, if you want to watch that video, maybe another 100 times after the show.
Yes, and then for you, cross that 1,000 mark. Hell yeah.
Yeah, we love that.
Yeah, we'll give you a shout out here on the show. But yeah, let's give it a listen. It's Unheard Sirens Incorporated with Alien Life here on Rock Hits 92.3 live and local.
Just fell to earth again. concrete around my feet again. I hate when that happens. Gotta hate when that happens. I'm out of step and out of touch. My disguise is wearing thin. I've been pretending too much, and I'm starting to feel like an imposter. Yeah, I'm starting to feel like an imposter. You and me, we're so tired of acting. You and me, we like to laugh at the earthlings. You can understand my language. You seem to understand my language. Have I discovered some alien life like me? Have I discovered some alien life like me? Stayed up too late again, cooking up crazy schemes again. Walking on the edge of forever, seeing through illusions and coming to conclusions. I'm a stranger, getting stranger. Stranger and stranger, you and me. We're so tired of acting, you and me. We like to laugh at the earthlings. Let's concoct a plan to conquer this planet. To conquer this planet. To conquer this planet. Let's concoct a plan to conquer this planet. To conquer this planet. To conquer this planet. Have I discovered some alien life like me? 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 Have I discovered some like me?
That's Unheard Sirens Incorporated with Alien Life here on Rockets 92.3. Live and local, I'm your host, Eric Law, hanging out with Julia and Remy and getting to the end of the show, where if you guys want to shine this local spotlight on any artists.
Yeah, well, I think the first we have to shout out is our awesome producer, Michael Konselman, who has been in many, many awesome projects. He's an uber producer. That's why I'm just amazed that he was willing to work with us the way that he did, because of how much he has on his plate. But he definitely deserves a little bit of shine tonight. So I'll let you take it away, babe.
Yeah, Micah's produced for a long time, and some folks in the local community remember when he was writing and producing for Bella Morte. He was kind of well-known nationally for that, and internationally, they did some international touring. So he has a single he released last year as a new artist, Deeper Down Below. The track is called Run This Town, and when I heard it, it's like pure Pete Steele, like the deep bass vocal. And I was like, mm-hmm. Micah, is that you? Because it's so different from his speaking voice. And these vocals are just awesome because you just don't hear a lot of that deep bass vocal. Like even Remy gets remarked and compared to a lot of other baritone leads Peter Murphy and things like that, or like in Depeche Mode, Dave Gahan, who get people say, "Oh, I really hear that in your sound," which is more, those are more
a bit
even
of the,
my
a bit of the Bowie comparison,
his.
Which I wish would happen more often.
but vocally, there's so many tenors and this one is bass. Yeah. So I really, really super dig this track and I look forward to more new singles coming out from Micah. But yeah, this track's called Run This Town and it's available here at the Rock Hits 92.3 and you can find it online.
Well, I'm excited to check it out. Let's hit that play button. It's Deeper Down Below with Run This Town on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local. That's Deeper Down Below with Runs This Town here on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local. Hanging out with Unheard Sirens Incorporated for just a little while longer.
Just a little bit longer.
I don't want you guys to go.
I know. I don't want to go either.
We like hanging out here.
It's always a good time.
Mm-hmm, always.
Yep, that's why we come to run amok and be renegades of the studio.
Remy, Juliet, where can people support Unheard Sirens Incorporated?
Yes, we are everywhere. We're on Spotify, we're on YouTube, we're on iTunes. We have a very active presence on Instagram, on TikTok, on all the things. But you can connect to all of that and connect with us over at unheardsirens.com.
Which is a new website this year. Remy redid and updated everything on our website too. So that's got all the social links and all the different music platforms. But we're anywhere that you can find music, and happily we're here on Rock Hits
92.3. That's right.
Always glad to have you. Well, check them out. Check out the website. Go watch the awesome videos that you've heard so much about this evening. We'll have Unheard Sirens back for a future show, and we'll be back next month for another episode of Live and Local. Keep it here for Search and Destroy. You can get some ska, punk, and more in for your weekend.
You've been listening to Live and Local with Eric Law, brought to you by Crutchfield, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville, and at crutchfield.com. If your band would like to appear on the show, contact us through the link at 923xrk.org or on our Facebook page.